Welcome to Caspio's podcast, Low Code, High Impact. I'm Paul Quirk, your host and Vice President of Customer Success at Caspio. Today, we're joined by Wayne Kimblin, Head of Innovation Compliance at Exyon Holdings. Wayne will share how they developed a custom financial and project management tool specifically designed for grant funding. Hi, Wayne. Thank you for joining today's Caspio podcast. So can you please introduce yourself and share with everyone a little bit about your background?
Yes, thanks very much for that introduction. Yes, and my role here at Exyon Innovation is to help the small organisations that we find funding for comply with the requirements of their grant contracts. And by way of a background, I'm trained in mechanical, electrical engineering, and I've done a lot of sort of manufacturing engineering in the past as well. So I'm not really a software engineer per se, really.
So I did notice, though, Wayne, on your LinkedIn profile, you're a flight instructor with a lot of engineering background. How did that happen?
Yes, yeah, that's sort of a hobby, a sort of business I also do on the side at the weekends when we finally get any sunshine in the UK. Yeah. I'm lucky enough to be able to teach people to fly microlights. It's an odd form of microlights, a powered parachute. Yes, I get to do that. Get to meet some interesting people at the weekends as well as in the week as well. So yeah, it's
fascinating hobby. So I know Exyon's been with Caspio now as a customer for 6 years. Can you remember what brought the company to Caspio in the first place?
Yes, as I mentioned, we help small companies find grants to create jobs. And a lot of those small organisations that we work with don't have any time recording systems and don't really sometimes have much time on their hands as well. And traditionally, when they've won a grant, they normally make themselves a very big, complicated spreadsheet so they can track people's time and costs on these projects. And inevitably, those spreadsheets sometimes are full of errors. They get really complicated because to people with different hourly rates and different activities on these projects, because the grant contracts can be very complex. And we really needed a solution that was sort of cost effective. And so we looked into different ways and means of doing it. We started off using sort of basic databases, the Microsoft database, yeah. As we evolved away from Excel spreadsheets. We started to look at some of the tools that were available. And I'd previously been involved in developing a .NET application. I didn't write it myself, but we employed developers to do that, to do something very similar. So I had some experience about, you know, what we could do sort of moving towards a sort of full .NET environment, if you like. But one of the things that I learned during that exercise was the effort involved in doing that was quite heavy. And also the investment that we needed to put into a development team to do that was also very heavy and very committed. What attracted us to Caspio, and there were some other tools that we did look at, was the fact that we could start very low, at a small, low level to sort of test the water. Yeah. And initially, we thought we would use Caspio as a bit of a sandbox, really, when we realized. We thought, oh, this could be very good. After we assessed it using some test cases. But as we started to use it more during the test cases, as we were looking at different services, it was apparent that Caspio had, it was very easy to start using it initially, but also then once you started to ask it to do something more sophisticated, more complex, some of the queries that we had to run were quite complex to calculate the size of the claims. It became very apparent that Caspio was really the only sort of kid on the block that offered us that depth, not only breadth, but also the ability to go very deep and solve some quite difficult problems. So it was the ramp in was really nice and very attractive with Caspio. The support service, really, that we got during our journey was absolutely second to none. And that had a big bearing as well, because we were testing two or three different competing database systems at the time, and Caspio sort of led from the beginning and kept leading, really. So really we thought at the time that perhaps we'd only use Caspio for a short period. We thought we'd outgrow it. We've definitely not outgrown it, we've definitely been really surprised easy it has been for us to scale up. We now have no plans to move elsewhere. This is, this is where we're going to sort of home. It suits exactly what we need to do. Yes, we've been very pleased.
It's actually really interesting, Wayne, because you got me thinking while I was listening to you there that we do have a lot of customers that join Caspio, start really small with us, and become over years some of our biggest customers that we have because they kind of dig deep into the platform, see the features, and realize actually there's other use cases that we can use Caspio for, and we can build different applications as well. So it's just really interesting to hear you share that story as well. So can you share with everyone a little bit about your actual application? What does it do, and who are the end users?
Yes. So as I mentioned, the companies that we help support us are often very small, innovative companies. They've come up with a new idea to maybe address a social, economic, or environmental need. And they normally would go through quite rapid growth. So they might start with one or two employees and expand to something like 40 or 50 in the 3-year period we are working with them whilst they're working with the grant. So and they can be in any technology area, AI, quantum computing, medical devices, covers a real sort of diverse range, really. So typically we have three different user types. One is the sort of director or company director, which is the sort of super user. Typically, that's used by the finance director at the organization to input hourly rates data, salary data for the employees, and the financial claims information. We then have a manager, which is sort of the project manager type role within the organization. And then we also have a researcher role. So that person would just sort of maintain their time on the system, maintain their time, and tell the system what the progress is on the project as well, and upload deliverables. So the project, the system really helps them put together the claims and also gather some of the information necessary for the reporting to comply with the requirements of the grant agreement as well. So it's quite complex what we do. When you look at some of the grant agreements, they're very complicated. So our job has been really to try and interpret those and make it as simple for the end users as possible. And we've been able to do that with the Caspio platform get much further than we thought. We've now got what we think is a really simple system that just sort of does the minimal and sufficient for our users, doesn't do anything sort of unnecessary or fancy, keeps it as simple as possible. And yes, it's been working very well. And we've now got, sort of a growing user base, as it were, as well. So yes, been very pleased.
It's really interesting what you're saying. Thank you for sharing this. I'm sure people find this very interesting. So is there any particular feature or features that had the most impact with yourselves?
I think one of the things that attracted me, because we're a charity, we don't have huge amounts of cash sloshing around, really. The fact that there was the unlimited users was a very attractive feature, both that we've been able to pass on to our clients and the companies that we support. So we can then support all of our colleagues out there. By just saying, yes, there's unlimited users. We supply unlimited users to the system. So that was really quite useful and attractive, and it's been quite nice to pass that on to our colleagues and companies that we support. As for some of the other features, obviously the PDF tools and things we use quite extensively as well. So, but primarily the unlimited users was the thing that was very attractive. Yeah.
Okay. So I know, looking at your background, Wayne, and we talked earlier, that you've got a very strong background in engineering. So I'm suspecting you're self-taught with low code term, but can you share with everyone a little bit about how your learning was when you first kind of delved yourself into the low code world? How was it?
I've not got any formal sort of software training per se. It's all been sort of heavy electrical engineering stuff. But when I first started, I was sort of doing a lot of trial and error, really. Started very small, and sort of tested something, and then would sort of work out, okay, that's worked. And I was often quite surprised how quickly I could get to what the end result of what I wanted through some iterations. Personally, I also found it quite a little bit addictive, really, sort of, because you could get You got a sort of positive feedback of, yeah, that's doing exactly what I want now. Oh, it's not working quite right. Or, and when I did stumble, and I thought, that's not really doing what I want, or that I can't quite understand why that's not working, I often use the online chat support that you get with Caspio. And usually within, 5, 10 minutes, I've got an answer to the question, and I was marching on again. So, yeah, really impressive, sort of 24-hour, 365 days a year support. Because sometimes I was working on these in the evenings when I've got a bit of time to actually do it. Yes.
A lot of customers say exactly what you said there, Wayne, is that having a 24/7 365 support team, knowing they're there to help if you do get stuck for whatever reason, they're there to help. And that's been a big it's a big plus for Caspio, I think, having that service. And we get a lot of positive feedback from customers around that they're always there to help any time of the day, really.
Yes, definitely. And also, don't get the impression that it's a difficult to use system from that, and it's supported by the team of support engineers. It's pretty straightforward to once you sort of pick up the basics, and it's very straightforward to use it and get to where you need to get to, really. And the support's been fantastic. And when you need to go a bit deeper, of course, you can raise a ticket as well. And I've often sort of drew diagrams and sent copies of my code, and then sort of within 24 hours or quicker, you've got an answer back. So, very good support. I totally agree.
Thank you for sharing that, Wayne. Quick question around kind of the return on investment. You've been a Caspio customer now for 6 years. What return on investment have you seen? Is it more efficiency? Is it cost saving, combination of both? What would you say?
Difficult for us to quantify. I'd love to put a number on that. We certainly have got more customers as a result of using Caspio, because traditionally we would have been trying to support them with spreadsheets, and that gets quite tedious for us, and it's very difficult for us to scale up. It gets very difficult for our clients that we're supporting as well. So we've definitely got more customers as a result of that. We can do more in a shorter space of time. There's been a massive reduction in the amount of errors as well that we've had to deal with, and the rework that's as a result of that. And as time's gone on over the last 6 years, we've relied less and less on spreadsheets. Well, we were obviously running systems in parallel to start with. We now fully rely on the Caspio Pro EVM platform to support our clients, and that is the sort of the Bible, as it were, for us. And we've also now started to use Caspio to manage some of our business processes as well. Which we hadn't normally done. We were focusing on the external clients, but we're now tracking up on time on the system, and the projects, internal projects as well on the system. And it's being used around the Sure Trust as well.
Wayne, what would you say if somebody's listening to this podcast today and they're considering low code, what advice would you give them?
Okay, I would say dive in, give it a go. Have a little think about what you want. Have a go at building it and test it, and build upon that. It's always good to try and involve your users from a very early stage. I was lucky enough to have access to a lot of users that we could use, who sort of came on the journey with us in the early stages, who were very, very helpful. Probably as well, I think winding the clock back, I'd probably would have leant on Caspio a little bit more. I probably would have used the support services, the professional services, to help sort of scheme out the database a little bit more. It took me a while, a few iterations working with the team here, to sort of work out the workflow and use cases, and then the database schema as a result from that. So I think probably I'd probably lean on that. Once I've got my head around the basics on of the low code environment, and then I would lean on somebody that really knows what they're doing, possibly.
No, thanks. Some great advice in there. So, kind of looking ahead, how would you see Caspio in the future helping Ixion?
I can see, as at the moment we're using it really as a complement to our compliance service. It's really sort of sitting alongside and with the compliance service. We probably will eventually move towards it being a full software as a service, almost a standalone product,
Right.
which, you know, was a long way from where I thought we'd end up 6 years ago when we first started this, sort of playing with the spreadsheets. So yes, we're definitely going to, and we're going to be using it more for our internal business processes as well. We're now looking at sort of the quotations and invoicing side of what we do, and automating a lot of that. We already use it for feedback as well, for client feedback. We've got a little application we developed for that, which really didn't take a lot of time to do, which is probably one of the things that has surprised me about Caspio. I often sit down and think, okay, I'll put a couple of 3 hours aside this afternoon to address that. That's not working the way I like it. And sometimes within 15 or 20 minutes, I've done it. Okay, I fixed it.
Great.
So with the rest of the afternoon. And that's happened on more than one occasion.
No, it's good to hear. Well, Wayne, thank you so much for taking the time to share your low-code and Caspio journey with everyone. And thank you for being a Caspio customer for 6 years. We really appreciate it and look forward to many more years of success.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Wayne. To get more information about our low-code platform, please visit caspio.com and visit our YouTube channel to learn more. Bye for now.